and I can prove it. It's not medical misinformation. Thailand attack, 22 children among 34 killed. Again, hoax, if you ask me. Nobody died, nobody cried. Thailand mass shooting, ex-police officer kills 23 sleeping children. I looked at the pictures. Here's what I saw. I saw a lot of theater involving stacks of coffins. Well, excuse me, you can't shoot 25 people or 35 people and then have them in coffins within 48 hours. Every body has to be autopsied. That requires a lot of medical examiners, requires a lot of work, a lot of cutting, a lot of weighing things, measuring things, photography. It takes a minute. And then after they are autopsied, and they will be autopsied if it was caused by a homicide, they will then have to be taken to the funeral home where they're put back together. Now that takes another day because when they do the entire examination, they open everything up. It requires a multi-point injection instead of just a single point. We're talking about a more complex embalming procedure. And then you have to sew them shut. And I did this for a living, and I know how much time it takes to sew everything shut. And the thing is, even with the best embalmer, if there's significant trauma and stabbings, you can't guarantee there might not be a little bit of fluid leakage. And that's why the coffin is, you know, the coffin is not meant for transporting around. It's basically, you put it in the ground. And I'm thinking here, I'm looking at these pictures, and I see these stacks of coffins like Legos. And I'm like, no, that would be a potential mess. And there wasn't enough time to sew all these bodies shut. There wasn't enough time to clean up this mess. And then I looked at the actual shooting scene, and I could not find a single example of a blood splatter or a broken window. It just looks so super staged. My take on the whole shooting in Thailand is that it's fake. Commenter says there's very little blood at the scene. Whatever was shown there could easily have been faked. Look, I have a pretty good documentary. We put it on BitChute of the Christ Church shooting hoaxes. And in one of the scenes, you actually have a guy with a Windex bottle, which is full of some mysterious red fluid. And in front of him is a guy who looks unharmed. He's got a big white gown on, but it's got red spots all over it. And he's posing for the camera. Like posing, standing in front of the camera. Mazelle says, Joe Public has zero idea of how anything works in this realm.